Blog Talk Radio.
Millions of people all over this country have to struggle and fight and advocate and try to get what they need for their lives on a daily basis. And of course, you don't hear much about it because the media doesn't write about it. All the media writes about is the budget cuts. You know, you hear a lot about that. But, you know, all the things that we have to go through to try to get the simplest thing that we need to live our lives, and you have to go and badger these agencies and fight with them and argue with them. And that translates to me that they're interfering with the way we live.
That's true.
They really are. And that this the government has created this system. We didn't create it. You know? And then having to, and of course some things are worse than others, but there isn't one agency that I know of that will help you to change this. That's another thing that we never really talk about that. What agency can you go to if the system is treating you horrible to try and change it? You can't go to the independent living centers because they're controlled by the system, by the government. You can't go to the agencies because they're all controlled by the government. So that's one of the biggest problems, that there isn't one agency that you can call upon that will work with us, you know, the millions of people, the disabled, to change the system, to make it better, to try to get an executive order passed. Somebody told me today, I don't know how accurate it is, that a lot of these budget cuts are supposed to go through, and it's going to affect what they call health care.
Yes, we told you that.
Yeah, big time.
So whether that's true or not, I don't know, but the point is, where is the agency that you can go to make up for this?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Right.
They really, they don't do it. They're afraid to do it. Mm-hmm. They can't do it. And it translates into they're stopping our lives.
Sure.
And therefore, they're preventing the potential of millions of people who could be paying taxes if you had everything you needed for your life to function as a disabled person. You might be able to get a job. You know, I mean, you'd be
That's
more
true.
Inclined to get a job. So there, by doing this, by stopping us from living, you know, and of course their answer is if you can't live out in the world, we're gonna stick you in an institution
or a
workshop,
yeah,
or a group home.
That too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the now one of the most horrible things that you have to deal with, as we've been hearing from Regina and many others, many of whom are afraid to come on the show. This so-called assisted living, you know, that is one of the most horrible things to be involved
yeah.
in. It takes away your life. First of all, it takes away your money. What little money we get as the disabled, you know, this program comes along and it just eats it all up. It takes it away, and then you're stuck in this place for years and years on a waiting list. And these assisted living places, they love that waiting list.
Yeah.
Because they're making money on it. They don't give a damn.
Hand over fist.
Oh, you
have
know,
no rights when you're You have no rights when you're in those homes. If you're better off in jail, they pay you to work in jail.
Yeah, you have a social worker in there, but they really can't do anything. What do? They talk to you?
They don't want to do anything.
Yeah. No.
They're probably getting paid minimum to just be there for the government to say there's a social worker there in case someone needs something.
Well, I don't know what they make, but
they're not
qualified. I bet you any money they're getting more than a disabled person gets.
Oh God, yeah.
But they're not really qualified, the social workers in those places. Usually they're just bare minimum. They're there to say, we'll try. You know, if someone gets upset about something, they try to be the psychologist instead of the social worker. Oh, well, don't worry about it. We'll try to help you fix it. And then they walk out of the room and they forget about you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if they really wanted to help these people, the first thing they would do is get them their money and give them, if you have to be in this place, a fair price for a room.
Yeah.
What the hell is that room worth? $50 a week?
It's
a half a room.
It's a half
a room. You usually share with somebody.
So there you have a system that is definitely cutting in to a person's progress, a person living, a person trying to do something with their life.
Uh-huh.
You know? And it just goes on and on and on because the system reinforces it. The system allows it to go on.
Yeah.
And nobody really does anything about it. You know, you can't. The independent living centers can't do anything about it. You know, they have people. They have people who come to them. Go to their programs at the independent living, you know, and they come from these assisted living places, and they're struggling. They've been there for years. What do they get out of going to the independent living? How does that thing helping them?
We've talked to Joe, and he says he can't do anything because he's restricted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loses government funding, I bet.
Yep, that's what it is.
It's absolutely absurd how these agencies stop us from living. And then, you know, as I mentioned a minute ago, their answer is, oh, you can't cope with it, you can't do it, go to a nursing home. And then you really
are
interfered with. In a place
can
like
I
that.
Say can I say something on air about what Suzanne just went through recently? I mean, we're talking about the agencies not letting you live. One blower sent Suzanne an email the other day asking her for all of her information that she would have needed to apply to get a counselor at the commission. Where she went. When did she do this? When did she do that? She has to fill out all this information that he should have on file before he became her counselor. I said to her, why don't you just send him an email back saying, you already have that information on my application to be a client at the commission. She won't do it.
Well. They use it.
No, it's not that I won't do it. I just said to him, I gave him the information that was needed, the short part of it, and if he had asked any other information, I was just going to say to him, well, this is as much as I'm going to give you because you have the rest on file. That's what I was going to tell him.
You shouldn't have even bothered to start making the list. You should have just said directly, this is already on file at the commission. That's the only way I could be your client.
Yeah.
He's got to do his job. That's what he's being paid for.
Yeah, well, they, you know, they're dictated to by the supervisor, by the regional director.
Yeah, but the information's already there. If the information's not there, she wouldn't be served, quote unquote, by him. because she would not have a counselor. They wouldn't have her in the system.
I guarantee
you. Oh, I
you,
found it, that information, by the way, in my stuff.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, it's got something to do with money.
It does.
You know, they're grasping at straws somehow, or they're doing something so they can pull in more money.
More paper. Yeah, they have to fill out more paperwork to get money from the state.
Right.
Yeah. Or from the feds.
Yeah.
Either or.
Or both.
But yeah, there's an example of how they interfere with people's living.
She's not getting what she needs.
Yeah,
no.
Of course. Well, I said that.
I need those hearing aids first.
I said that weeks ago. I said, you're going to go through all this, you know, and I guarantee you they're going to come up with some kind of an excuse, and you're going to wind up with nothing.
Yep.
That's why I said to you.
I said first. She asked me the other day if you should call him and ask him to help her get a wheelchair. I said, are you kidding? You can't even get what you're asking for now.
I said, first you were to demand the basics that you need to function, you know, and then go for the hearing. You're going to waste all your time with these son of a bitches, and you're not going
to
get anything out of
it. She's still waiting to go for the, the
evaluation.
Thing at the evaluation at the Helen Keller Services so she could start work. This whole two-day thing that they wanted.
He's dragging, sending me this stupid thing for me to just sign. That's it. That's all he's done. He's done. He's done with it, but he says to me, oh, I can't fax it to you. I can't call you before I fax it to you because the secretary has to fax it to you, you know, call you before that, and I don't think she could do that. How is that a problem? Yeah.
That's his whole thing. On my job, the woman that I'm dealing with, she calls me before she faxes me my list. So I could turn on my fax machine and be off the home phone. In fact, this morning, she sent me an email first thing in the morning. And on the email, it said, please let me know when you're available and when you have your answering machine turned on, and I'll send you the fax. So she already was ready when I was, before I was ready to come start work. So I just called her and told her, okay, do it now. Otherwise, she calls me. It says, on the office phone, it says, I have something to fax to you. Get ready. And I said, give me 2 minutes. The machine is on.
Yeah.
Fax machine is on, and that's it. So why can't someone at the commission make a lousy phone call and say, hey, I'm sending you
be
a fax.
Be ready in
five minutes. Don't answer the phone call.
That's right.
Bingo.
Yeah, use us, and they abuse us.
That's right.
Know? There's no doubt about it, and they get away with it. I mean, the only thing I would say is demand a hearing and make it public. You'd probably get more out of it that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we need somehow to go to these offices one at a time and show them that things can be done the proper way.
That's right.
Yeah. They know it.
I would like to do that.
Give them 1 hour of our time and just take one thing, for example, and like this, where he says, oh, the secretary can't call before she faxes. Give me the damn number. I'll call it enough. Then we'll
fax
it over. Boom, done.
And I'm blind.
Well, if they let you in, fine. But then even if they do let you in, the next day it'll be the same old crap anyway.
Well,
yeah.
Well, they need to slow things down.
They
make more money.
They need to speed things up and get them done.
That's what you think.
If they go any slower, they'll be going backwards.
Well, that's what they want, Joe.
How long have you been with the commission now?
Too long.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, see?
That's pathetic.
And you've gotten what out of them? A pair of glasses?
More than that, but not too much more.
glasses that don't work and gadgets.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. You know, you don't have the important things that you need, like a new computer system and all that.
Glasses mm-hmm. that they paid hundreds of dollars for that don't work right.
Yeah
which is sad.
And hearing aids that don't work right.
Yeah. So I mean, there you have the proof of what we're talking about. The commission is interfering with your living, and it's not only you; it's thousands of other people.
Everybody.
Multiply.
Yeah.
I think if she sold the gadgets, she'd be able to buy a wheelchair.
Probably.
Yeah. Well,
except my white cane, the tip of it is broken because somebody put it in the ambulette and got it caught in the wheelchair lift.
Well, you know, I would tell them to get you. I wouldn't ask them. I'd tell them to get you a wheelchair. Tell them you've been denied. You need a wheelchair to function.
Yeah.
Know? So when he doesn't, then you demand a hearing, and then we blast it.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you something, a lot of people are very upset over that you've been denied a chair. I've been talking to people.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Well, yeah. Regina's had the same problem. Regina Carroll's had the same problem. She has a wheelchair that doesn't work right either.
Yeah.
I have more than one. I got three. Three that don't work right.
Come on.
Yeah.
I would demand.
I just spoke to Regina today, and she says, why can't Suzanne get a wheelchair fixed? I said, because the insurance company that's her primary insurance won't allow repairs, so she has to wait 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, it's
2 years,
man.
To wait for another wheelchair. When
that's interfering
that
with your living
work.
Right there.
Yeah, big time.
She's afraid to go out, that it's going to die in the middle of going out to a vehicle or something.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, do the Able News for me, and I gotta get off the air for a minute or so.
Okay.
We do have Charlie holding, too.
Do the Able News.
I'll do Able first. Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 27 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads, various informative ads in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Also, we're online. Visit ablenews.com and get your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank, if he's back.
Well, until Frank gets back, I want to tell a story about what happened with us today.
Oh,
talking
yeah.
about government agencies and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I helped out Suzanne. We called the Nassau County Board of Elections because she had problems with her voting yesterday, which we were talking about yesterday. And now that's, of course, government affiliated. And we were speaking to the assistant to the commissioner of the party that she is affiliated with. And at the beginning, it was a little rough around the edges. She was not really that understanding with what we were saying. Then she happened to say she has two relatives, one with COPD and another one with visual problems. So she says, I can see where you come. I can understand where you're coming from. And then she got a little bit looser with us. And now she's trying to assist a little bit in getting us to get the commissioner to do some things to change what's going on with the and how the equipment is used for the accessible machines and some extra training and some things like that. But I even said to her, I said, listen, it's very hard to get assistance from a government entity, a government agency. I said, we try all the time as advocates to try to make things equal, make everybody equal, and we deal with these government affiliates and the government agencies, and it's hard as hell to get people to do anything. And she agreed with me. She says, yes,
yeah,
of course.
She did.
And she works for one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
but they don't do anything.
Yeah.
They can't do anything about it.
Well, she's working on it.
Yeah, she is.
We have to call her back next Tuesday.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know what that means. What do we still have Charlie
on?
I
don't know what we're going to get accomplished, but she wants us to help them make things more equal.
Sorry.
Is Charlie still on the line?
Yes, he is.
All right. Let me do a couple of commercials, and then we'll take phone calls. Inner Sight 213-816-1650. We'd love to hear from you about how you feel that the agencies are stopping us from living a full life. Brought to you by Big East, the key to rescue, Toms River, New Jersey. Big East, AkitaRescue.org, adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. The Big East. Akita Rescue. And if you want to buy a house or sell a house, rent a house, call Mr. Kennedy, our friend at Kennedy Realty, right here in Islip, New York. His phone number is 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. Check him out. And let's see, we have a great printer for you if you need the printed page. Good Mojo. Yeah, go with Good Mojo. Good Mojo printers. Right here on Islip Avenue in Islip, New York. And Crystal is the one you want to talk to over there. Let's see, the phone number, 631-666-1010. Good Mojo Printing. And also we can recommend a good insurance company, Sutton. SuttonInsurance.com gave us our insurance for the dog wedding. Somebody, a good friend of mine, talked about that today, how he thought it was very memorable, you know.
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of fun. All right, SuttonInsurance.com. And around the world we go, a special message from Inner Sight. All the beautiful children of the world. Watch over them. Protect them. Take care of them. Go out of your way for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, help them. And we urge you to please remember Corey and Avante, two beautiful youngsters who deserve better, who are no longer with us because of the system. Let's see. Inner Sight is brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Suffolk County, New York, Nursing Home Transitional Program, political information, equipment you may be able to borrow. And for more info on that, give them a call, 631-880-7929. Silo. Around the world with Inner Sight. You did the Able News, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Around the world with Inner Sight, Touro Law School. A good name to remember. If you need a lawyer, you can call them at 631-761-7000, Touro Law School. And also, if you need an ADA lawyer, a housing specialist lawyer, James Bahamonde is a good guy to call.
Mm-hmm.
James Bahamonde, a friend of Inner Sight, handling a few cases for us. 516-783-9662, James Bahamonde, attorney. Check him out. All right, you're listening to Inner Sight on the internet or on the phone, whatever case may be. We're talking tonight about how the agencies interfere with our living by not giving us what we need. And let's see, we have a phone call. We have Charlie on the Inner Sight line, right?
Yeah.
All right. Inner
Sight. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. For years, the commission always irritated me because instead of helping you, it's not a hindrance to everybody. It's just, they're against the client instead of for the client.
True.
30 years, excuse me. For 30 years, I was dealing with them, and you say what I got? They gave me a tape recorder and a visual tech machine. I was very antiquated when I got it. And I bought my own eventually, so just
a tape recorder after 30 years.
Tape recorder and a visual tech machine. My eyes first went, and a magnifying glass maybe.
And a magnifying glass. Gee whiz.
No. I don't tell that my first computer. I'd be fair about it, but
that's worse.
That wasn't bad.
That's worse than a washboard and a box of clothespins.
Washboard and a box of clothespins.
Yeah.
That's about right.
That's horrible.
Oh, and they sent me a woman over and told me how to cook, and I knew I did it already.
Me too. That's what I got.
Yeah,
in my house.
They put a dot on the stove so you can see the numbers and stuff like that. But,
me too.
Yeah.
And they melted.
And
they melted. They melted.
Yeah.
They're rubber dots and they melted to the stove.
Rubber dot.
Yeah. To find out where the temperature is on the thing. So if you had 400 and you commonly used 400 a lot, they would put a dot next to the 400 on your bake 400. So, you know, you would use bake 400 instead of, you know, getting...
Only one setting they put this dot
in? Well, if you used that really often and say you used another setting like 350... Well, so you used another setting a lot, 350. They'd put one there, and they'd
how would you know which
put
one
a
was
couple.
Which? How would you know which one was which?
What?
They would put a few.
Yeah, but how would you know which one was which?
Oh,
you'd count, like, four dots from the whatever. From the back side of the dial. I don't know. That's how mine are.
For each dot... They get $4,000 from the government.
That's
we get
right.
squat.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Probably weren't rubber.
Rubber
they
dots
probably,
that melt.
They were probably plastic. That's probably why they melted, not rubber.
No, they
shows
felt
you what
rubbery,
they think
but...
of us.
Rubber wouldn't melt. Rubber wouldn't melt on the stove.
What an insult.
Well, I don't know. They felt like rubber, but maybe they were plastic. Who knows?
You know what I would have told them?
They gave me too, as well.
I would have told them. You know what I would have told them? I would have said, I want you to go to the store and pay for the damn stove and make it accessible. I want a new one.
That's right. A real one. A real new stove.
What?
It
had
Braille on it.
What an insult that is.
Yeah. I got freaking dots on my stove.
Over the years, I realized they're just against it. It's so strange. Out of all the organizations, that one burns me up the most because they're against you and argue against you. Especially on your side, they're not.
They want to stop you from living.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and
how about this?
And they want to make money.
Yeah.
T-shirt paint for your medicine to mark your medicine.
Oh.
T-shirt paint.
T-shirt paint.
That's what I was given. T-shirt paint to mark in large letters and in bright large letters on my medicine bottles, instead of fighting with the medicine company or the vitamin company to make their labels proper, they gave me freaking T-shirt paint, and it made the smeared all over my medicine bottle thing.
Yeah,
and
they blame you. They can't go fight with the company because it's regulated by the government. And they get money from the government.
And how are you supposed to write large print on these bottles when you don't know what it says to begin with?
Thank you. Thank you. She goes,
morons.
I'll feed it to you, and then you can write it on the bottle.
Yeah, right.
And I said, I can't write on this bottle. It's so small.
You know, I gotta say, you know what bothers me though about the whole thing?
Yeah.
The independent living centers go along with this crap.
Oh yeah.
Because they're told to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
why it goes
money.
On.
I
even
don't think that they don't. Probably.
Yeah.
That's.
The government tells
show.
Them they have to go along with it.
Hey,
you
gave me a good
they
idea for the Follies,
money.
Though.
Hey,
wait a minute. Where's my dot on the stove? Oh, no, it melted.
It melted away. How am I supposed to know where 400 is?
Now I can't make my fried chicken. Oh, no.
No, it went into the fried chicken and melted into the fried
Everyone's
chicken.
Everyone's talking at the same time.
Wait, what'd you say, Charlie?
I told you the story once before, a couple months back. I was in college when this happened to me, and they would follow me around the campus. My first
no
first
way.
I was a councilwoman.
What, spying on
you? You're spying on me, yeah, I told you that before. Follow me around,
yeah.
Asking people questions about me and this, the other thing.
No
that's
way.
That,
yeah,
that's a fact, because when I went to Farmingdale University, I used to hear it all the time. Yeah, because our friend June Roberts, Frank, at that time, was the head of the Office for People with Disabilities over there. And she would tell me all the time, oh, yeah, the council's following, or someone from the commission is following this one, is following that one. In fact, when I went to college, she said, whatever you do, keep yourself on the straight and narrow. Don't do anything stupid, because the commission could be watching.
Yeah, but wait a minute. How do you know it wasn't somebody trying to mug you, man?
Yeah.
I come from Brooklyn. If somebody followed me, I'd turn around and punch him right in the mouth and get the hell out of here.
No, they stay out of view, Frank.
Yeah, they hide behind trees and stuff like that.
No, I thought you meant they're following.
No, they're like, they do like detectives. They stay and they watch you from a distance.
Afar.
What you're doing.
So that's what they waste money on?
You. They're not standing right behind you. They're
paying
following
why would they
want to
watch you? That don't
because
make sense.
Because they're paying for you to be there, and they want to make sure that you're not goofing off on their money.
They interfere with your living.
Well, wait a second here. Now,
that's not their money. The money,
school,
that money belongs, that money belongs to us, not them. Let's get that
straight. I want to know something. You're going to school. You're going to classes. You're doing the right thing. Why the freak they got to watch you?
Because you have to remember there are people that don't.
Oh, that's
well,
wrong.
They turn me off.
I'm sorry.
I stopped going after a while. I was just
right,
in my eye situation. I was young. I was starting. I was in frustration. It was an adjustment. They made it worse. Not a better.
Right. They shouldn't.
No,
they shouldn't be doing it. They shouldn't be doing it because, first of all, if you're going to a college or something like that, just like any other school, if you're purposely screwing up, it's going to be your problem afterwards anyway, and you're wasting
your
time going. But they make it worse by threatening that they're going to watch your every move. So they give you a reason to mess up and screw around to throw them off, to have them come after you. Well, what are you doing that for? You should be saying to them, well, why don't you stay in your damn office and do what you're supposed to?
And eat some more donuts.
Yeah,
I sound like
Frank.
I'm starting to get jaded, Frank. I'm starting to follow your chant.
It's so stupid, but it does happen. They do that. They
well,
really
I know, but that's disgusting.
That's the one person in the office with disabilities. They're both schools I went to are very good. They're very helpful and very...
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Dowling and Hofstra. They both are very good. The Office of... Joe saying Office of People with Disabilities. And the second
I
one...
I went
is,
to...
Hofstra has a very good office from what I've been told.
I went to NYU, and to be honest, they had a very good school for a very good Office of Disability Services. They actually set the tone for a lot of the offices...
Good.
Yeah, a lot of they set the tone for a lot of offices with disability services, and actually taught a lot of other you know, people had to set up theirs, you know.
Right. Now, with Farmingdale, June did a lot more tracking sometimes than the commission. You know, I mean, she was tough. You know, I mean, she said, you better, you know, as long as you're part of this school and part of my office, you know, I don't want any messing around. And if I, the commission might be watching around, and he says, but if I find you first, you're in trouble. So you better stick to the
She was
to
tough.
And,
but she motivated you by doing it, not to be
she
was tough, but in a good way.
Yeah,
I'm saying exactly, on your side.
Classes,
right.
You know, stick to your classes, stick to your books, and when you have free time, enjoy your free time, but I don't want to see you messing around.
No, I agree with her.
You know, one of the most horrible things, and I gotta bring it up because I can't resist it. One of the most horrible things is how these service dog schools interfere with your living. You know, with your time.
Yeah, they're worse.
Yeah, your time. I mean, keeping you waiting a year or more on a waiting list. You know, using the people to raise all that money. Giving you no rights, you know. I mean, all those things add up to interfering with people's lives. And with that, you don't even have a law. That's worse than all the others.
You know, yeah, I agree.
At least with the others, you can get a administrative hearing.
Excuse me, we've got to control the noise, please. It just got extremely loud.
Yeah, because I moved the phone. It's falling off my ear.
It's crazy. This commission, honestly, it's just... Over the years, one organization, it really bothered me. It's...
Yeah. They annoyed the hell out of
you.
You
know who's just as bad? Vested.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. They operate the same way.
Yeah.
You know, the same way. Interfering with people's lives and... you know, dictating to them, cutting them off, denying them things that they need.
And they too, the commission, they baby the people in general.
You know who also gets
in
your way? When you go to some of these evaluation programs, they try to lead your life. I had to go be evaluated for many different things. And once you're in some of those programs, they try to run your life. Well, we don't want you to do that. We want you to do this. We want to put you on this project. In one place for a month, they had me in this room putting pom-poms together with glue.
Pom-poms? Where were the cheerleaders?
These little tiny pom-pom things. You had to put four together, glue four together at a time, and put them on a piece of cardboard. And eventually, they were being used for some kind of legs for puppets or something like that.
Yeah,
they had
some kind of contract, and they get money for it.
One other project we had, those packages of forks, knives, and spoons in the stores, the plastic ones with 10, 10, and 10. Put 10, 10, and 10, seal the bag, and put and staple the card on the label on, you know, the label that they hang the things with on, and you were judged by how many you did in an hour.
Oh God!
And
did they pay you?
Perfect.
They pay you for it?
Yeah, like a penny a piece.
Penny a piece.
Oh God!
How much did they get?
Minimum wage.
Back then in those days, it was like, it was like a workshop. And God forbid the thing wasn't perfect. You know, if the plastic was sticking below the label, you know, it was uneven, or if the staples were crooked or something like that, they'd throw it back to you and say, take it apart and put it in a new bag.
Jeez.
Sure, because they wouldn't get their $5 for that bag.
You had to take these plastic-type frames, which they called metal, but they were plastic.
Yeah.
and you had to build, you had to put these frames, these angled frame pieces. You had to glue them around pictures.
In a site, 939, New York. Let me remind everyone, television, Friday night, 115, 8 o'clock, 115, 8 o'clock, Long Island, Friday, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, that's tonight, 1997, and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So that's the television schedule, and tonight's subject, how the agencies interfere with your living. Anybody out there has a story, we'd love to hear it. 213-816-1650 around the world. Let's get a... I might have missed it. Did we get a number?
It hasn't changed. And I didn't. You didn't miss it because you hadn't asked for it, but it hasn't changed.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I just wanted to finish that story. Was I got these people good?
Yeah, tell your story.
I got these people good in a way. One of the pictures I liked, it was a face of a tiger and on a, like a velour, in a velour picture. I took it. It was cute. I just said, I'm taking this. They said, okay. I didn't just take it. I'm taking this. Okay. The thing probably cost a freaking buck, you know,
if that.
Framing
yeah.
it. But you know, I put it together. I said, I like this picture. I'm taking it. Okay.
That's funny.
You know,
I still have it hanging in my. I have it hanging in my place to this day because I like the picture.
Wow, that's cool.
It's a nice. It was nice. You know, it was a black matte background, like a velour type background, with the golden, you know, gold and white, and the tiger
all
face
that, yeah.
with the eyes and stuff. It looked like a real cool picture. So I got the best picture they had.
Well, that's good. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to see more people fight back. You know,
oh, yeah.
And we will help you.
Yes.
With these agencies we're talking about, you know, the commission, the state, and all that. Demand a hearing. You know, get it out. Try to get it out to the media. And if you need help with it, call us. Our InterSite number is 631-224-3090. We will try to make a news story out of it. We have public relations people who sometimes help us with that.
Now, I'd like to make a recommendation on that, Frank. I'd like to make a recommendation on that. If the person needs help and they have three-way calling capabilities on their phone, first, we start with me helping them make a couple of phone calls.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Because I could use I'd say 8 out of 10 times I could get a resolution to a problem without going to the other sources. Because when they decide not to get involved, then I spring like either we'll go to the media or we're going to ask for a fair hearing or we're going to do this. You know, and I tell them what we will do if they don't do, and that kind of ruffles the feathers.
Usually
and it
scares people.
It makes them think a minute and maybe change.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I can do something. You
know? Yeah.
So I like to start before telling someone we'll go to the media, we're going to do this, or we're going to do that. I'd rather see if we could try to resolve the issue, and then. After that, we can always then, if the person wants, say, hey, listen, we helped you resolve this. Would you like to go to the media and say, InterSite helped you get this done? And then it'll be a positive story with the media, which then they'll report it. They're not going to report
right.
something
we hope.
For saying, yeah, but they'd rather report on a positive than report on something we're telling them the government is not doing because they won't take those stories.
But there is help, you know. We've done it before. We'll continue to do
oh, yeah.
it. And people need to stand up, you know, and reach out to us. And, you know, don't take it from these agencies.
No.
You know,
and don't
try
to do it on your own, because usually you can't, unless you know the procedures. You can, if you try to do it on your own, you'll get frustrated because you'll not get the person that you need.
Well, some
to
people
can
do it on their own, you know. But
well, that's what I say.
A lot of them
most
can't.
I said most people can't because they don't know where to go in an or agency or organization. They don't know who to ask for. I always believe in starting on the top and working my way down. I don't believe in starting with a rep and working my way up unless I can't get to the higher source first. Then I go through the rep. The rep acts like an idiot. I said, get me your supervisor on the phone. They get the supervisor on the phone. Then I work my way up to management and the director's office or whomever. If I have to work my way up the ladder, it takes longer.
All right. Inner Sight around the world and 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and tell us your feelings on this subject of these agencies interfering with our living by not giving us what we need, what we deserve, what belongs to us, you know. And more people are beginning to realize that, you know, why can't you get this and that and the other thing. I donated, there was a guy on a train on the railroad the other day, and I had my signs out, you know, I put them out as I get off at my stop going to Jamaica. And he saw it, and he commented, he said, that's terrible, you know, how they deny people dogs, and you have no rights. And he's looking at the petition, and he went around to his friends. He had two or three friends with him on the train. They collected $30. They said, here, we want to make a donation.
Yeah.
So people are getting it slowly but surely. You know, people don't like it when these programs are there and we can't get help. Now, you know,
the thing is, they don't help us do anything about it. They'll give you, the donation as, like, you know, sort of like, I feel sorry for you going through that, and then they don't do anything else to help.
Well, that may be true, but something is better than nothing.
We've got
to
lower the noise a little bit, please.
And one of these days, we're going to hit on somebody that will do something big. I believe it.
I agree.
You know? So you got to keep on, like my good friend Tom McAteer says, keep on telling the story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing, you know.
I was telling Suzanne earlier today, you know, when we, after we dealt with this, the commissioner's assistant at the Board of Elections, I say, I don't give up telling people who we are, what we're doing. I went in with her and I said, I'm the assistant director of Inner Sight Incorporated. We're advocates for the disabled, and I am helping her get her equal rights. You know, I didn't let her go in and just talk to these people as one of the constituents with me just helping as an individual. I did it under Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that carries more weight a lot of times.
It does.
You know,
as a nonprofit, we do carry more weight, as a group.
So we urge we urge everybody out there who is going through this with us. And believe me, we know how you feel about it, because we've been through it.
Yeah, more than once.
Fight back, reach out to us. You know, and we were. You're not alone. Is the message? You're not alone in this. You know, I mean, You go to some of these other agencies, they're going to tell you, oh, this is the system. You're denied. Reapply. That's all they tell you.
Yeah, well, that's like with Suzanne with unable, right? She can never get her recertification because by the time she gets their doctor's information to get the application in, the time expires to reapply.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So now she's not certified with them, and it's like... Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't do anything to change what people have to go through. See, we're aiming at a change with all these things we do. That's the difference between us and the other agencies. They're not allowed to bring about a change. You know, they can't. There isn't one agency that can take this letter that I have from the Animal Medical, denying my guide dog a medical, and publish it on their website and fight it. Not a one.
No.
Show me one that'll do it.
They won't.
They won't do it. So there you have it. They can't do a thing about it.
What I think we should do is we should find some way to post it public on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to do.
Or on the government websites or something like that. You know, just post it there.
I don't know how you can do that, but we're going to put it up. You know, we're working on it. I got to touch base with Nicole.
I don't think it should just go on the GoFundMe or something like that or the petition. I think it should go up on some public site.
Well, I want to make a YouTube out of it. Put it up on YouTube. You know, let everybody see what's going on, what you have to go through.
Well, you'd have to make some kind of a video.
Yeah. I'm planning to do that. Hey, Inner Sight, 951 New York, and this coming Monday, by the way, we'll be on a rerun. We'll be in the studio. And Friday night is the Follies. Now, what are we doing tomorrow night? Anybody got any ideas?
You don't know. We'll figure it out.
Oh, we got to do a show on the veterans.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night. It's Veterans Day on Friday, isn't it?
I believe so.
Friday or Saturday?
I don't know if it's Friday or Saturday, but
I think it's Saturday.
Well, all right. Saturday. It was Fridays observed because of school.
Oh, the schools are closed Friday?
Public schools in Long Island, not for the city, but here definitely.
Yeah. Well, we got to do a show on
the veterans.
People who served.
Are you going to get that? Is Nicole going to be able to put that post up for you?
I hope so. I've been trying to reach her. She's always in meetings.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
The last post she did like a week late.
Yeah. Well,
it was nice of her to do it, but she did it a week late.
Yeah. So I don't know.
See,
all right, Inner Sight.
I could post it on our Facebook page, but I can't post it on the petition. I don't know how.
You have to log in.
Yeah. Well, we do the best we can with what we have.
Oh yeah.
You know.
I keep resending the post that I did last about a week ago about our showtime and everything, and to support the GoFundMe and the petition and everything. So every day I just reshare that on public, so it keeps going out.
Tomorrow night will be our veterans show. Tomorrow night. We'll talk about all that, and you know, people who have served, people who sacrificed, people who, and I'll relate some stories about the other day when I was at the VA. I spoke over there.
Oh yeah.
So I can talk about that a little bit.
maybe you should ask, call up there and ask if some of them will call, you know, ask her, the gal that you, that invited you, if some of them could call in on the show tomorrow
night.
Yeah,
well, it's very short notice, but...
Yeah, I know, but maybe, you
know,
if they have the number and all that, being that...
I can ask her to put
show.
It out, yeah.
Yeah. If they're allowed to make calls after 9 o'clock, wherever they are,
they probably could.
Well, a lot of them have cell phones, and
yeah.
they don't live at the VA. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, they might be in some of these homes where they're not allowed to make calls after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, certain places.
But that's
like
worth
that.
A try. I'll see if I can rustle that up.
Or ask her to call.
Yeah, I can do that too.
Yeah.
All right. A few minutes left. 9:55, Inner Sight. And we have to stop these agencies from interfering with our living. And the only way I know to do that is to get this debit card system that we talk about, that we want to do. Get the agencies. See, the agencies need to be friends with us.
Exactly.
That's the thing here. They need to understand that they need us as much as we need them. And that's when you will have a change. When they realize, hey, look at what we can do.
Right.
You know, this is better than the government. See?
Yeah.
That's what we got to get them to see. They don't need the government the way they think they need it.
Right.
So that's a monumental task, but we're going to keep working on it. A debit card system, put the money into a debit card for each specific thing that the disabled person needs and let the agencies raise the money and work it that way.
The thing is, the only problem with that is the government somewhat owns these agencies, whether it be the federal or the state. They own these agencies. That's why they have to do, the agencies have to do what they say. Everything, all the rules, all the monies, everything is coming down from government to them. They have to answer to them on everything.
But also the government wants to save money.
They are right.
That's a big thing to them. So that's where you got to get them. So we'll keep on pushing for that, advocating for that, Inner Sight. And, you know, hopefully some of these other agencies will wake up, join with us.
Yeah, that'd be
do something about it. We invite anyone out there who has a company, whether it be profit-making or non-profit-making, join with us. Help us to establish this debit card system. It's going to benefit everybody, especially those who pay taxes. I want to thank...
Which is everybody.
Yeah.
I want to thank Big Joe, engineer, Suzanne, co-host, Charlie, for calling in, all the archive people who listen. And please don't forget to sign our petition. Change.org. Remember, there are thousands and thousands of veterans who cannot get service dogs, who have been denied. We don't know the exact number, but we estimate it because we know the general population, people who have been denied. A lot of people who served this country included in that number. So thank you very much for listening. Inner Sight around the world. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. InnerSight.info. And the email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments on that, please. So we'll be with you tomorrow night for our veteran show. People who serve the freedom of this country and the great flag that we all love. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much. Inner sight.
Goodbye, everybody.